It's 2:04. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Brond, and this is news from North Carolina Public Radio WUNC. Scattered school closings continue today as North Carolina thaws from bitterly cold temperatures and a winter storm. Orange, Chatham, Johnston, and Cumberland County schools among those that have canceled classes today. Several schools in Wake County are closed because of heating issues. Meanwhile, Guilford and Rockingham County schools are closing early today because of possible freezing rain in the Triad this evening. The value of protecting sea turtle and bird nests on the Cape Hatteras National Seashore outweighs the costs associated with restrictions on off-road vehicles there by millions of dollars. That, according to research from RTI International and NC State. But NCSU environmental economist Roger Van Hafen says the ORV restrictions are unpopular in Dare County because that's where the costs are concentrated.
They are bearing the brunt of this, and they only get a small fraction of the benefits of these regulations. And so from their perspective, this is a horrible regulation. But if you take a broader perspective, if you look from North Carolina's perspective or the southeastern United States perspective or maybe even the entire United States perspective, it looks like the benefits dramatically outweigh the cost of this regulation.
National Park Service commissioned the research. Von Hafen says a similar methodology could be applied to ORV restrictions at Cape Lookout National Seashore. Federal judges are deciding whether to accept new maps recommended for North Carolina's legislative boundaries. Stanford University Professor Nathaniel Persily is the special master in litigation challenging state House and Senate boundaries drawn by Republicans at the General Assembly. The judges previously found GOP mapmakers improperly used race in drawing districts. Persily says he set no numerical targets on the percentage of black adults when he drew the new legislative district. It's 2:06.